Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Is it Casey and the Sunshine Band?
No, you always say that, dude.
Oh, I don't know why that was relevant in my mind. Who was it?
It's the Smoker Doobie Brothers.
The Temptations.
The Temptations before that.
Oh, okay. I was close. All right, so last night, we'll get back to the next calls here in a sec, 888-808-1019. Didn't really dive deep into the Mets game, and it was an impressive comeback win. Yet again, you expect it. I told you I was joking around with the 86 vibes. I'm really feeling good, strong vibes from this team. Total, complete unit. Really no glaring weakness or need. Jeff McNeil has been coming back and having an impact. All of a sudden, lengthening out that lineup. Soto is Soto, looking mean and nasty again, which is great. I love to see that. You saw the smack talk last night.
I did.
With Mackenzie Gore. I love that. Somebody else spoke on the matter last night. I don't know if you saw this.
Somebody else spoke on the matter last night. I heard some sound this morning. Mendy? Mm-hmm.
No.
No, it would have been Mendy. Who? Oh.
We had a message from the king. King Cohen decided to chime in with the state of his franchise after another incredible comeback. King Cohen took to social media, as he sometimes does. Quote, "This team keeps grinding away. Relentless! Exclamation point!" Short and sweet. The message from a king on his team that is atop the National League and rolling right now, BT, as we are in early June. The New York Mets are on fire.
Ah, wow, what an incredibly profound tweet that was. We're resilient.
You forgot something, Sal.
No, I didn't.
What?
Happy birthday, Steve.
I think, was it his wife's birthday yesterday? Other day?
Alex was yesterday, Steve's today.
Yeah, oh, happy birthday.
I did not know that. I mean, I'm not big on the birthdays, but happy birthday to King Cohen.
You don't care about the birthday, be honest.
Where'd you find that? I didn't even put that in his tweet.
The Mets tweeted it.
Hey, by the way, it's my birthday.
Uh-huh.
The team keeps grinding away, relentless, exclamation point, but you know.
Why don't you read your tweet next?
86 vibes?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Do you have it up word for word?
I said 86 vibes.
I'm feeling 86, or I'm seeing 86. Something about it. I want word for word.
I'm like the king. Simple vibes. 86 vibes. That was it.
86 vibes.
86 vibes. That's what I'm feeling.
Things are good right now. Business is good. I got nothing to say. Mets look good.
He usually, the last tweet from him that we got as it pertained to his ball club was May 20th. "Welcome to the ups and downs of a baseball season.
I remember that.
This too will pass."
I remember
LGM.
That. Yeah. So I remember that.
He picks his spots
he
here.
He does.
And you know last night he was feeling good. All right, so what? If they would have lost to the Nationals, no big deal. And now they're at home and it's rare that they lose in the first game back off a successful road trip. But it was nice to get that feeling in the ballpark. Mets come back and win. Soto contributing. And the king, while it was short but sweet, let everybody know how he's feeling about his ball.
He should be feeling pretty good. And by the way, I don't know when he tweeted this, and I'm sure he said it as well, but one of his previous positions about Met fans doing their job and showing up to watch the team was once again validated. 38,000 plus, I believe almost 39,000 paid.
Against the Nats?
Against the Nats on a Tuesday night, which is really the kind of game that we always pick, like, you know, Tuesday against the Marlins, yeah, Wednesday yeah. against the Nats. Like, you yeah. can't have 16, 17,000. That's changed. So, no, they business is good. There's nothing to say.
It's all coming together.
There's a lot of baseball to go. The good news is that you guys have some pitching reinforcements. These are things we've talked about the Mets for a while. They seem to have a little knack for they're showing a, put it this way, the resilience that showed at the end of last season
right.
has carried into this season.
And you know what the difference is last year to this year?
Well, now the difference is they believe that they're that team. Last year they were going through for the first time, maybe not sure as a right. group, but they were. That's probably one of the things.
That's
what else?
Definitely one. What were the main talking points throughout the course of the regular season last year?
During the regular season, well, Alonso was a disaster.
Right.
There were a couple.
What were some of the other things that were getting highlighted? Sometimes
the Anthos was doing really well.
The things that frustrated me, even when they were successful, that were getting highlighted.
I'm trying to remember. I mean, we've had so many conversations about this. It's probably something simple that I'm missing. Give me it.
Grimace.
Oh, yeah.
OMG.
Yeah. I miss those gimmicks. Let's go.
No gimmicks.
Bring them back.
This is just a good ball
club. You still have dancers tap dancing around the top of the dugout.
That's entertainment. That's not gimmicks.
Some gimmick.
It was the OMG, the Iglesias. Nobody said a peep about Hot Iglesias. Tour. You know why? Yeah. Hot Tour.
They can't believe Hot Tour throughout the first pitch.
The Grimace stuff was all about the big purple Grimace and that nonsense. Yeah.
Concerts post-game.
Yeah, those are entertainment. Those are separate. I'm going to keep that separate.
Okay.
But there was a point where Grimace was getting credit for the Mets.
He was. Remember the article they wrote about you in the Post?
Yeah, because I was upset that...
But the picture of you yelling into the mic and it said Sal Licata, known Grimace hater or non-Grimace aficionado. Yeah. It was just the way they worded it was hysterical.
Right, when the Mets are bad, it's like, oh my God, this team sucks. Rip the players, rip the coaches, rip the owner. When they're good, it's, hey, look at Grimace. It's because he threw out the first pitch. No gimmicks. This year, there's none of that purple stuff. There's no OMG stuff. It's just a good ball club with good ball players that have vibes. What?
I got the article, dude. Hold on. Look at this guy. Here it is. Sal Licata, known hater of Grimace. And they have, look at the look that you're giving into the camera.
Oh, God.
You look pissed off, right? And it starts out, let's see. The headline here, this is funny. WFAN host Sal Licata hates Grimace getting credit for Mets' rise. Sal Licata may as well be the hamburglar with the way he's stealing credit from Grimace.
Yeah.
Licata, WFAN's hot take extraordinaire.
Oh, God.
Ooh. Yeah. Spent the last 2 days discrediting the purple face, or as Licata called it, the quote, fat purple ass.
I don't remember.
This is fantastic.
I don't remember saying that.
Yeah. Hold on. Do we have a quote from Sal? Okay, here we go. I understand nobody really thinks Grimace is responsible for this, but what you don't understand is that everybody that references Grimace is making a mockery for the Mets, Sal said on Tuesday.
Yes.
The Mets earned the credit here, not because of some goofball mascot, fat purple ass. I'm so tired of Grimace. That is great.
That is awesome. I'm going to get that printed out. That right is pretty there. Funny. But yes, point is we don't have to deal with that. Now it's about the ball players.
Yeah, for now.
Alonso, Soto, Lindor, McNeil, the pitchers, Mendy.
I agree.
Stearns.
I'm with you.
And I'll tell you a little something that makes it, it makes me feel complete as a baseball fan. It's silly, but Acuna last night pinch running in the 10th inning.
Flying home.
When you can deploy.
Yeah.
And he's not just, this is not Terrence Gore.
I know what you're saying, yeah.
He's somebody that has value.
Huh?
He's a young player that has value, offensively, defensively, obviously on the base paths. That's showing how deep this team is when you got weapons like that that can contribute in different ways. The New York Mets are freaking loaded.
They're good. They're really good. Loaded strikes me as a little strong. Of course, I'll come across as the hater. Only because of the bottom of the order. And I know it's picked up. McNeil's been hot. He had a big, you know, two bombs. I mean, what, he had three or four hits in Colorado that Sunday. So McNeil's swinging the stick pretty well. You know, there's still some of the averages. This is nothing new. It's going to take time for me to change my perception of the lower third of the order. But there's no doubt. Like, this is not gimmicks. This is not a cute little story. Maybe it started that way a year ago with the gimmicks. And then it morphed into, all right, we're not messing around. We're going to beat the Phillies. And, you know, granted, we got outscored, you know, thoroughly in the Dodgers series, but the Dodgers are the Dodgers. And then you come in, steal Soto in the offseason, and here we are. The Mets have, what, 42, 43 wins, something like that?
43 and 24.
What are you guys up in the 5.5, 4.5?
Five.
I mean, that's a pretty, is it over yet?
No, not over yet. They get a chance to put the hammer down, though. I'm not even going to go there. I'm not going to ruin it. The feel. Remember the feel we talked about coming into the year where it was almost like, oh, the Braves are on another level, or the Phillies might be, or the Dodgers might be, but we'll see what happens. Anything could happen in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
That feel has completely changed. Right now, to me, and that's why I said 86 vibes, because I remember feeling the feel, well, obviously in hindsight, watching the video many times, but you knew what type of powerhouse that team was. That's the type of feel I have now. I didn't have that in 2015. I had it in 2006. Obviously, we know how that ended, but in 2006, I felt this way.
Mm-hmm.
I feel even better now about this team than I did about the team in 2006. I believe this. I didn't feel it last year. Yeah. Even in 2022, I felt good about it, but not to this extent.
No, I remember.
I really just gut feel.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Feel like the Mets have as good a chance, if not a better chance, than anybody else to be the World Series winner this year.
Okay, and I'm not going to push back on that. Mets are one of the best teams in baseball. It's a very fair statement. So what you just said about the 86 Mets, right? I did live it. You know,
you wilded the videotape
we always talk about. All right, so I was watching it every night. The Mets were, their star power was ridiculous. But what that Mets team had as well, and it kind of gets glossed over, even though everybody knows it, that actually lived through it, they had really good role players. Yeah, think about the first two spots in the lineup. You had platoon. Yeah. We talk about this. Mookie or Dykstra. Tuffle or Backman. Kevin Mitchell starting to get some run in left field. You know, Ray Knight or Hojo at third. It wasn't just Keith, Darryl, Gary.
Right.
And obviously Doc, El Cid, Rick Aguilera. Like, they had these pieces that just kind of showed up out of nowhere,
but
man.
Don't you think this team is similar?
Well,
in that
that's where I'm kind of going. They have very useful contributions. Now, to say that it's going to reach that level, I'm not going to do
knows?
That. But they've got the Acuna thing. They've got useful contributions.
Beatty.
They've got
Mauricio.
Yes, I'm feeling that. They've got. I think the Mets have a lot more purposeful, useful players that round out the roster than they've had. More so than any other good team that they've had this century.
And
I really believe that.
And they're not, that's kind of the point.
I know.
And they're not even fully whole.
I know.
And it's not like, well, they definitely need, I still think they could use, if I could get one thing, it would be a center fielder.
Yeah.
A guy with a decent bat.
Yep.
Whether it's Duran from Boston, whose name keeps coming up, whether it's Cedric Mullins, something like that. I don't know if there's a better one that's going to be available, but that's the one, to me, area of weakness that you could identify. But even with that, like, I like Tyrone Taylor a lot. You know, the DH spot, you know, assuming Vientos come back healthy and maybe contribute, you get Winker back healthy at some point. But, I mean, they're pretty much, even without those guys, you're not missing them.
What's the biggest weakness here? Is it defense? I know Taylor's great in center. We know that. Lindor's a stud.
No.
Beatty's looked very serviceable. You know, Pete's a little hit or miss with the throws, but he catches the ball.
Saying,
what is the weakness?
I don't think they have a clear weakness. The way that maybe I would answer would be my biggest concern about this team in the postseason, and it would still probably be a combination of starters being able to do what they're doing now consistently in the postseason,
mm-hmm.
combined with the wear and tear on the bullpen. But I also believe they're going to get another arm in the bullpen,
yeah.
which should help. But that would be it. Just the pitchers that are – it's not that I don't believe in them, because I do. I believe in what the Mets' plan is, and I believe in their pitchers. But are they going to need more to get them over the top in the playoffs? Now, Manaea coming back healthy and being fresh now throughout, that's a big weapon
to possess. Oh, there's no doubt. And I don't really expect a ton from Montas, but who the hell knows what they're going to do in a lab? I don't know.
So I don't really think, I'm not trying to say this to be cocky, but I don't think they have a weakness. I mean, glaring weakness.
Pardon me. I was going to say, do you have enough left-handed hitting? I mean, Lindor's a switch. Soto's a lefty. Beatty's playing more and more. He's a lefty.
Nemo's looking a little bit better.
Winker will come back at some point. Just as I'm not seeing him play every night. But listen, I think that if you run through all the top teams in baseball, there are some flaws here. I mean, this is a little tiny thing, but not tiny to me. You know, the Yankees had a setback with Jay Cousins coming back for the bullpen. He went back for imaging in his elbow, so that's not good. So as Loizaga is trying to find his way and some other higher leverage spots that it was assumed that Jay Cousins would slide into, the Yankees are going to absolutely have to make an addition for the bullpen.
Yeah, maybe they have a clear need there.
Yeah, right? I'd have to examine the Dodgers a little bit more, but there's not a team in baseball that is sitting pretty without a potential flaw.
Right.
And the Mets are no different. What is satisfying, and I think what emboldens you, is that the strengths far outweigh the weaknesses. Enjoy the ride, man. Mets feel good.
Feel good about this team as I felt about any Mets team in my lifetime. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan. Isaac is calling from Long Branch about those Mets. What's up, Isaac?
BT and Sal, big fan of the show. How you guys doing?
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Awesome. What's happening, buddy?
So I was listening to the show the other day when you guys were talking hypothetical Mets trade, the Ben Rice for Beatty, and I figured I'd call in when I have a chance. BT said something that triggers him about this Mets team is there's nothing really great. You take that back now, BT?
No, not necessarily. No, and by the way, I'm sure as people maybe hear this for the first time, I'm sure as I always do, provided some context to that, I can provide more. I mean, listen, their great players are great, are really good. But I don't know that anybody could really dispute the bottom third or the last four hitters a little soft. And, you know, even Sal, who's all in on the team, and I get it, you know, the starting pitching, there's a lot of names that haven't done the race from start to finish. So I think the Mets are really, really good. They're not perfect, if that's what you're saying.
Thank you for the call, Isaac. Good I cut call, you off there. Yeah, I don't think there needs to be. I guess the point was, I forget, until he just brought it up there, I guess you did say there was no area that they're great at. I would dispute that and say that they have been great in areas. It's just a matter of who's proven in the rotation that has been great before? Like, what you could say with the Yankees, well, Max Fried has been great.
Mm-hmm.
Or Gerrit Cole, when healthy, he has been great. Senga's been good before, but not to that level of greatness. But I would argue that the guys that they've had before that were proven great, sometimes they didn't show up big in big spots anyway. So what Stearns has done with his pitching has been great. Obviously, Soto, Lindor, Alonso have been proven to be great at times in their career, if not the majority of their careers, and certainly this year. So those, to me, would be the two greatest strengths or greatness of them. But as a whole, that's what's really appealing to me.
Well, there's no doubt. And I mean, you know, the rotation, I gave you the number before. The Mets have the best ERA in baseball.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, the Yankees have the highest OPS. We were kind of talking about that. So both of our baseball teams are doing great things, literally backed up by statistics. Nobody has a better ERA. Nobody's got a better OPS than the Mets. You know what I mean? Yankees and the Mets with the OPS and the ERA. But again, I just want to look at this just to make sure I'm not missing anything. All right, so when I get to, now this doesn't necessarily mean that I don't think that the Mets can win it. I'm not saying that. But if you ask me for a weakness, or maybe more specifically, what do they do great, I might, even though the numbers are great with the ERA, I can't say I think the Mets lineup is great when you're rolling out, you know, Nimmo, who's hitting 230, Terenz, who's hitting 240, Taylor, who's hitting 236, Beatty, who pinch hits, hitting 226. Acuna, who I do like, is hitting 240. McNeil's getting hot, but he was in the 230s for a while. And Mauricio, I'm not even going to grade him. It's too young. I like his power and his quick twitch, but he's hitting 227. Now, that's also kind of baseball in the year 2025.
Right.
That's become baseball. And maybe it's taken me a little longer to condition my mind that even, you know, and the Mets are one of the best teams, but many of the best teams have two, three softer spots in the order. It just is what it is.
Also, they've done this without Soto really being a main contributor until now. He's starting to get it going. The Mets are eighth in the league in runs scored. They're first in the league in runs allowed.
Yeah, I mean, that's like the balance that the Knicks lost.
Correct.
Knicks were great with defense early. They couldn't score as much. Then they start to score. And then they stopped stopping people. Whereas, so you tell me the Mets have the best ERA and the eighth most runs scored.
Yeah, runs allowed fewest, eighth most runs scored. The differential is fourth in baseball right now.
I mean, so you could score runs with frequency, much more frequently, and in bushels, more so than your competition, and you give up the fewest. I mean, how is that not good enough for everybody?
Yankees,
it's very good.
Yankees third in runs scored, and 10th in runs allowed.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, just to give you a comparison of a balance.
I get it. I mean, I think I'm looking forward to seeing Luis Gil come back. You know, I love where the Yankees are, but this is a Mets thing. I don't even need to get into the Yankees right now. The Mets look really good.
The Yankees are second in run differential. Cubs are first. Tigers are third. I mean, Dodgers are fifth behind the Mets, just to give you some numbers. But I do think the Mets are, I love that they're a well-rounded, balanced baseball team. I think they could score with the best of them. And I think, obviously, they can pitch and play defense with the best of them. You could always improve, sure. And I worry about how it's going to end up in the postseason. But right now, I'm excited about this ball club.
And they got some athleticism. They got some young, lively bodies that can, you know, bounce around those bases. That's always going to play in a baseball season, which is laborious. It's long. You know, if you have younger guys on the roster like Acuna, not the Beatty flies, but Mauricio's a quick twitch guy, that only is going to yield an energy and I think maybe elevate them even more. I know you got something to read here.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, though, as much as we kind of weave the Yankees in a little bit, there's something about the Yankees that I saw this morning. It has nothing to do with the actual team that I saw that bothers me. I got to get it off my chest a little bit.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.